All right, guys, how we doing? All right. I think through the first loss, we learned a lot. And we're always searching for ways to improve in everything we're doing, offensively, defensively, special teams. And this one, really, from our philosophy, it's about the ball. And that's a hard lesson for us to go through when we end up being minus three on the day. Didn't play football like we like to play, you know, in terms of the takeaways and creating opportunities for the offense. So give New Orleans credit on that. And I think the truth is we had a really good team. Didn't play like we were capable of, and we own that, and we control that. So I'll give them credit, you know, as for the outcome, but didn't play in a style and a fashion that we like to play. And that's what getting to the truth after each game is all about. And that's the process that we go through every week. So with that, I'll open it up to some questions.
Okay, we talked about the mistakes last night and
sure.
How those mounted up.
Right.
But William Moore said in the locker room, he said, hey, you know what? We had too many holes in that defense. We had way too many holes in the way we played our defense last night. What did you see after you went back on film, and what could have been rectified?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, William, you know, taking you know, responsibility like we all do for us playing the miscues. And so for that part, like, we can play so much better. We had more mental errors in this game than we had in previous ones. And so it wasn't a function of a, you know, whole new system of what we did. So we just didn't play what we do to the style that we like. And so I think, you know, he's totally right on in terms of nailing it, in terms of the miscues that were a real factor in the game, whether we had the wrong leverage, if it was man-to-man, or the way that we played the zone. And then also sometimes when we're playing the zone, did we get the quarterback off the spot to help on the throws too? So that's where, when we're playing as a whole group, that's when we'll be at our best. So the miscues, those are things that we can control, and I think that's why we get so optimistic, knowing there's so much ways for us to improve.
And then Jonathan Babineau said, I asked him about the pass rush, and he felt that it was there. It was just that Drew Brees was getting the ball out quick. Did you see it the same way, or did you – was the pass, were they getting there, or was it, hey, it wasn't good enough?
Well, for sure it wasn't good enough, and I think John would probably be the first one to tell you that. What we're saying is we always want to move the quarterback off the spot. And so sometimes in the scheme where the ball gets checked down, it certainly comes out fast. Usually when it's like 2.5 or under, that's when we know the quarterback's really getting rid of it quickly. But it all goes hand in hand in terms of the times that we can go get the rush. But it's an area of us, for us, that we always want to address, in terms of, you know, how can we get a little bit better. And so that's one of the areas we're really trying to prove. But it's the communication, number one, on the defensive side. The alerts that come out, you're playing with another guy, this is the call, this is about to happen, this play is going to take place. Through that film study, when you have those alerts, that's when you share it back and forth to another guy. And we'll really emphasize that again this week.
Last week about the underneath stuff, and it happened again last night.
Now, for sure.
Kind of a sense when you're selling out to stop the run, and it's working, you know, how do you balance that, you know, as far as defensively, whether you want to let up on the eight guys in the box and try to protect the underneath stuff more?
Yeah, we don't. We don't want to let up on the run ever, and we just feel like that's where it starts for us. The thing that we can do when we're playing our three deeps and our man-to-man is how to play the underneath stuff better. So it's not a necessary, like, well, that's the price of doing business when you stack the box. We totally feel like in the principles we can play that style and still have a way to play the underneath stuff.
Five sacks and more pressure that forced some hurried throws from Matt. That,
right.
As you reviewed the film, do you see any constant areas that you can?
Well, no. A number of the sacks came up, I believe, in the last, you know, I don't know, it was 14 played. Maybe there's four sacks over those last, you know, 13 or 14. And anytime you get the game to be one-dimensional, that's when it gets to be the hardest. And that's where, you know, our play action is not a big part of it. You know, that's such a huge part of our game. So when it gets into those spots, that's where it's the hardest for us, for sure. And I got to give them credit, too. I thought they really brought it. They were rushing well in the game.
Dan, the red zone turnovers of four in the season have got to just – well, you don't have any hair to pull out, but
yeah, that's probably what.
No. That's probably, but it's just, it's a double. It's it
right.
Hurts you twice as much. I mean, how do you have better focus not to turn the ball over in the red zone?
I know it, and I think when we talked about the turnovers and stuff, last week we played with fire and we were able to get out. Where this week we got burned, and those were the ones that make such an impact, because they're going to be potentially touchdowns and likely field goals in those scenarios. So those points that were given up on the other end are critical ones for us. And I think, you know, that's three or four of the eight turnovers that we have, you know, have occurred down there. So as it goes, it's always important. But just the emphasis of the ball, really, number one, is our main aspect. There's been, you know, in two games, way more than we had in the previous four games.
Real quick, you know, you went back to Tevin after the fumble,
yep.
I think, on the next drive. Was that by plan, or is it to build his confidence back up, or is it just a play that was called for him?
It was totally by design, just to make sure, hey, man, we believe in you, and let's make sure you're going to be a huge part of this thing. So sometimes I think you have those moments, you know, as a coach, where you're right able to say, all right, man, you know, like, you're a big part of what we're doing here, and let's get right back and go to work again.
On Tevin, I asked Devontae what he said to him after he fumbled, and he said he just went over to him and said, hey, keep your head up, don't let this define you. What does that say to you about Devontae as a leader and his relationship with Tevin?
You generally see those leadership opportunities come up, and he's a guy that connects with so many people on the team, but for him, that was like a unique leadership opportunity that was totally authentic. And I'm not surprised at all that he went right there to him. Devontae has this relationship with so many guys on the team. They respect him so much for how hard he competes, but there's another side of him of being a great teammate as well.
As far as yards per game, you guys are at the top of the league in run defense right now. It's a pretty big step up from what the team was last year. To what do you attribute that improvement?
Well, when you play an eight-man front style that we do a bunch, we expect to have good results in the run game. That's a byproduct of how we want to play our system. For us, the next part of it is the turnovers and the tackling. We just want to be the best fundamental team that we can. And that goes into stopping the run, but it also goes into the tackling and the takeaways defensively. So that part of the game, we're pleased with where we're at, but there's a whole other side that we want to get to defensively.
And just brought the tackle. Paul Soli are two guys who came in here last year to help stop the run, and it seems like with your system, they've really been able to block them in that way. How do you feel like those two have played?
Well, I think through the years, on any team that Tyson and Paul have played on, they've always had that reputation of just being really stout and tough run defenders. And so it's no surprise for us. It was something that we were totally counting on from them as well.
Danny, you're learning more from the loss than you did from any of the wins.
You know what? It was, I don't know if I'm learning more from them, because each game there's like so much stuff to learn. But I think for the team, and it's one of the things we talked about in the locker room with the guys, our philosophy is about the ball. And so it was like this really clear illustration: when we don't take care of it, it makes, playing like we want to play really hard. And so those are the times that we can get to, this is when we say it's all about the ball. It's for these kind of opportunities where right here it's coming down to this one where I love the fight in our guys. We felt like, okay, as bad as it was, we still had this opportunity to go for it again. And give New Orleans credit where it slipped away from us. But I think that's what we learned, and not just from me, but it's able to extend out to the guys as well.
You spoke last week about the good part of the short practice week is now on the back end of it, you have a little more time. How do you handle that schedule-wise?
I think number one, it's the opportunity that you have with these Thursday games, and everybody has one, you can almost treat it like a mini bye. Everybody's dealing with something at this point in the year as a player, so how much time and the rest to recover so we can get back and be at our best again. So that's how we'll approach it, as a 3 days bye to get them their bodies back and get ready again.
How did you evaluate, Julio's health? I mean, he seemed like he said he felt fine after the game, played
well.
Way through.
Yeah, and so I think that was there was a lot of talk, about is he, isn't he, and we really did have a really strong opinion that he was, and so I didn't back off that at all last week, and he's such a unique competitor. There was no doubt, that he's, felt like himself again, and then for us now to go into this and have a bye, I think we're just sailing in the right direction.
Yeah, how big of that to have a couple extra days for him to
relax
and recover? He said he's just going to sleep.
And, he understands that part as well or better than anybody, how, the healing and the recovery can take place through the sleep. So sometimes you ask me, I got 8, 9, 10, so it's he totally has that part of the game nailed.
Dan, you go back and evaluate the play calling from the standpoint of, you got out of the balance of the run pass. It was pretty pass heavy.
Right.
Right around halftime. Do you go back and evaluate why that happened, or was that, sometimes it is by design or the game unfolds that way, but why did it get so out of whack?
Yeah, we totally go back through that. And not just on the games where we didn't play as well as we want, but all the way through, because we were effective running the ball yesterday. And some of it's a byproduct when coverage has to go towards Julio's way and there's some opportunities in the run game. Some are run pass checks that, okay, on this look, we really like this pass. So those might be some ones that come up. I think had the turnovers not occurred, it wouldn't have been quite as out of balance where some of the drives ended early and didn't go for it. So those were the ones from that spot that I thought.
Go ahead.
Talk about the players resting. What about you and your staff? Are you going to jump on Tennessee, or are you going to give yourself up?
Yeah, we're still going through the process now, and during this time, it's also a good window for us to take a look through the six games. Here's the things that we're doing really well, and here's the things that we're improving on, much like we did with the players. Here's the things in your game that you're doing well. Here's the things you need to improve on. Us as coaches, this is a good opportunity for us to do that as well and say, okay, in our game, this is the thing that we love about our ball. This is the things from the scheme standpoint that we know we can improve on. It's still going to come back to fundamentals like crazy. That's one of the things we're just going to keep emphasizing as much as we can. Line of scrimmage play, both sides, tackling, the turnovers, those are things that are just at the core of what we talk about.
Yeah, well. Did Ricardo have a setback with his knee a little bit? Or?
No, I think he came through okay. And so we thought, you know.
You thought Parisi better in that situation last night?
Yep, and Ricardo came in, did a really good job, and helped settle down some communication. And so I thought for him, he came in and did a really good job. And he tackled well, Ricardo did.
Are you going to bounce back and forth with that?
Likely. I'll likely put Ricardo back into that spot.
Okay. So it was just the opponent last night? Or?
It was just the, you know, the, when we went through it from the past games as well. It was our evaluation as we were going through it.
Okay. And then any updates on Durant? And I think William Moore's hand was a
little. Yeah, so William came back through good. And for Durant, we're hoping to get him into some practice this week.
Is the expectation that Mike could be ready to go? Mike Person, you're ready to
we're
go
hoping
to
so, yes. And he's already back doing stuff, so we're hoping he'd get a good bit of work in heading in this week. So we're expecting we'll make a decision at the end of the week. We're hoping at some point this week Person and Durant both back practicing. So kind of hitting us at a good time for us to get a couple more guys healthy to be at full, you know, full strength heading into the week.
All right. I have one more.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay. You had said a couple weeks ago that you really liked the play of Andy Levitre,
right,
and the way he had stepped in. How is he still holding up? I know the line had some issues last
sure.
night.
Yeah, he's been, he's been a great addition. He, the things, you know, like all players, we're always wanting to have, you know, stuff to work on. But there's a number of things for him. Man, can he finish. And that's one of the things that we love about his game, that he just brings it every time. Is there certain things in this system that he's still working through on the backside of things? For sure there is. But the one thing that you know that you're going to get from him is finish. He is down the field blocking. He's finishing in the run game. It's one of the parts of his game that I respect the most.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Coach.
All right, everybody, have a good day.
Appreciate it.